Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Cut.
What?
Just kidding.
What?
No,
you do not cut me off during the intro of the show. That is Hans Zimmer. That is Hans Zimmer.
Are we? I don't know if we're paid up for 2020, though.
Oh, with Hans Zimmer? Probably not.
Because you don't want, here's what I know just from watching Die Hard and other movies. You don't want someone named Hans coming after you.
Ever.
Oh my
ever
God, in I've this learned life. Anything from
like
Die
you can
Hard.
Get out of it eventually, but your feet are going to get bloody and all this other
Hans,
shit. I don't
yeah.
have time
Hans,
for that.
No, yeah. you don't no, want any Hanses nothing. On the show. Two things, kids, at the top here. One, as always, we are live on YouTube for the news. You will notice we are not wearing fancy jackets and or hats today. So we've actually got some serious topics, which we'll get to in a moment. But first, we have Tiffany Hart and Jesse Wiseman on the show today. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Welcome. Jesse's a mainstay on the news. Tiff's seems to be always around because she's in town. Now we'll explain why.
Seems to be always around.
Like, is Tiffany Hart
because she's
sticking
in town.
Around? She, I was like, am I wearing out my welcome? Tell me because I'll leave.
You were, yeah. you were definitely not.
She just won't leave. Yeah.
No, you're definitely not. And here's why. Tiffany's been around for a very long time with us. Not only is she one of our favorite guests ever to be on the show, but we are doing a spinoff show that starts Monday nights at 8 p.m. EST called Drinking Broettes.
Woo!
Which will be Tiffany and Jesse. This one's for the ladies.
What do
you
yes.
I've heard you. We're making a show for ladies, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
Sorry that we won't be talking about dicks all the time and a bunch
yeah,
of dudes.
Yeah, but if you're a secure man... Yeah. You can
you
tune
would love
in,
it too,
maybe
though.
Learn something.
No, you can just laugh.
You're probably not going to learn anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're definitely not going to learn
You're not going to learn anything. I mean,
you can learn to be a better man,
actually,
maybe, like a spouse,
yeah,
a boyfriend,
yeah.
or whatever.
You could learn what your crazy chick is really thinking.
Really
exactly.
thinking.
I don't want to know.
You might yeah. learn
You
the,
don't?
No, can you imagine knowing
I know.
That? Like,
Eesh.
So that new move... They made a fucking What Women Want now. Have you seen this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I saw
yeah.
that. Yeah, like a new one.
Dave Chappelle tackled this a long time ago. Like, you could never make that movie in a real way. Because I can tell.
No.
Like, you don't
oh,
want
no.
you,
you
do
don't
not
know.
Want to know what I'm thinking no. all the time.
Mm-mm.
It would not be an advantage to you. It would ruin your life.
I don't want to know.
Oh, my God.
We
would hate
either.
You guys,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it would be terrible.
You guys would hate every dude on
and
the planet.
And by the way, yeah. vice versa, to be fair.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I don't want them to know what I'm thinking. I like my inner thoughts.
You wouldn't like it.
Monologue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look, you'll be able to get that once a week on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And with the success of Call Her Daddy, you know, on Barstool,
mm-hmm.
we got to listen for the first time, like at least in podcast form, about two girls who were fucking 22 years old living in New York, fucking everybody. This is totally different from that, so we want to give you guys a heads up in advance. Of
we're
like,
not talking about fucking just everyone all the time because we're both married.
We talk about how we used to.
We used to.
Yeah.
Oh, we definitely told us the stories of back in the days.
Yeah,
because we have a lot.
We all have a past.
We all.
Stop looking at me, Ross.
And we'll definitely tell you all of it. There's no, we don't hold any bars.
Oof.
We don't hold back.
I don't talk about
how
my past.
Long ago does something have to have happened for it to be the past? I mean,
minutes.
Technically,
minutes,
yeah, I mean, technically,
right?
Seconds.
Technically,
yeah.
It's any amount of time, but like if
you
I'm.
You mean that you're okay with talking
if,
about?
If I'm saying, like, well, I used to do this and I just did it 20 minutes ago, technically that is true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Right.
But relationship wise, I'm going to talk about anything before him, obviously.
Marriage.
Like before him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if it's
like,
just
we
the night before
Tinder
we got
dates.
Married.
So, hypothetically, if I was married. From the point that the document was signed and filed.
Yep.
That's the cutoff.
That's
anything
what I'm
before
saying.
That, including
bachelor
the relationship
parties.
Before that, is pretty much.
I mean,
before.
Yeah, does that include bachelor parties? That's a great question.
Let's stop living in the
past.
I didn't
do a bachelor party for when I married Chris, but I did one for my ex-husband. That was fun.
No, wait. The wife should not have anything to do with a bachelor
yeah,
party.
Yeah, what do you mean? You
a bachelor
did
party is...
Oh, a bachelorette party.
Oh, you did a bachelorette party. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A bachelor party is made for a small group of men to get together, do things that they wouldn't normally do, commit some crimes, probably murder a prostitute.
Yeah.
Yep.
Drugs.
Bond yep. over that.
Yeah, you want to bond over a murder because you're all going to be dirtbags for the rest of your
yeah.
life. You need to know that none of them are going to tell your wife about all the fucked up shit you do around them.
Oh, so you're saying at a bachelor party, you need to commit
I'm saying it's a
murder
yeah, yeah.
on or top of all the other stuff so that you have it to hold against them.
It's called mutually assured destruction. It's the reason we never went to nuclear war with Russia, because they knew if they fired their nukes, we were going to fire our nukes.
Gosh, you know how to party.
Yeah.
You really do. You
Let
know how to have
you,
a good time,
so
Dan.
You
really know how to have fun.
Let's all have dirt on each other.
If
so
someone
don't tell.
Tells me something extremely private about themselves that I think is exploitable, I will tell them something about myself.
I actually tend to do that, too.
Yeah. I do, too. I actually, yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Because they were very vulnerable with me, so I will be the same way with them, full knowing that if they ever say shit about me, I will definitely leak their shit out.
Is it bad that I just go, oh, bummer? Do you know what I mean? Is that
no,
bad?
That's a very millennial attitude. Oof.
Was oh, she still, like, just like, grouped
both
you
Both of
that.
Them are millennials. So.
I yeah. have gotten that from you.
I'm oof, a millennial.
Woof.
Yeah, woof.
Woof.
I mean, it's like if you... If you're Ukrainian right now,
sure,
and you just found out that 178 people died because Russia decided not to let their aircraft leave, and someone told me, like, a oof.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
I don't know
yeah.
what to say,
yes,
guy.
Yes.
I mean, it's okay. just like, we
Is
can't.
That what it was, by the way? We'll start off the show now. Subscribe to Drinking Broettes on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can find a podcast, and it'll be available, the video show, on our YouTube page, Drinking Bros Podcast.
And we will say, we grow on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're very, very funny.
Give
it's
us a chance.
Fucking awesome show. It's a great show. But back to Russia. That plane crashed last night. I'm going to use heavy air quotes on that in Iran, mm-hmm. out of the Tehran airport. What was it? Because, you know, I saw the footage. They're not releasing the black boxes, by the way. Did you read that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what that actually is?
What it actually is? Well, look, you can only apply context and basic human intellect to this situation, right? Planes crash sometimes, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a plane that just took off doesn't immediately crash and kill everybody on board because it doesn't have the speed or altitude to do that yet.
Right.
So that part's kind of weird. I don't know. Here's what we know about this whole situation. We know that Iran is in a fucking weird situation. Generally
That's an understatement.
Speaking.
Yeah.
Like they're in a fucking, I don't know. I mean, we will get into the attacks against US bases soon, but what we do know for sure is that Iran is primarily backed by Russia, and mm-hmm. Russia is not too happy with Ukraine at any point. We don't know who was on that plane. I would be interested to see the manifest.
Me too.
Like, who's going back and forth from the Ukraine to Iran?
So it was the headline of it was 63 Canadians. That was primarily who was on
I mean,
that
that's,
flight.
I did read that today.
That leaves 100 other people on that flight.
Right. There was no Americans.
I wouldn't expect there to be Americans. They wouldn't go that far. But they might, like, keep an eye out in the intelligence community for someone to leak or to for us to find out that there was some kind of asset on that flight. Mm-hmm. Somebody that was either going to flip for mm-hmm. us. Look, people pretend to be Canadian to get into Middle Eastern countries
it's
all
true.
The time, especially intelligence officers in the United States government. Like, they often pretend to be Canadian to get in over there. So, I don't know. That whole thing is very curious to me.
At that low of an altitude where it exploded, does the pilot crash it into the ground? Or is it shot down? Because one would think if it was shot down, there would be some evidence, a photograph, a video,
Look,
something.
You don't need to shoot down a plane, though. So I'm not a pilot, but I know that, like, in emergency situations, you try to keep the nose from hitting first.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hit the rear or land the rear of the plane first just to mm-hmm. cushion some of the blow. There's a lot of ways that you can sabotage an aircraft to make it not be able to do that. You know what I mean?
To make it look like it was an accident,
yeah.
but it really wasn't.
I mean, it's, look, you can't tell me that Quds Force and the Iranian military in general doesn't have complete access to the Tehran airport. They can do whatever they want. There's no TSA over there being like, hey, you guys aren't wearing a badge. They're like, no, this is Iran, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do what we want. So, I mean, to me, it's not. What was the airline, by the way? I didn't. Ukraine International Airlines. So.
Big fan of them. They get some deals going on right now. Yeah. If you're looking to get
like
away.
Spirit. Yeah. But way cheaper. Yeah. Now, discounted tickets.
If you're looking to get away, yeah. Hop on over to their website.
So, here's the total. Not total, but so there were a bunch of people from Canada, some Iranians, there were Swedish and Ukrainians on board as well. And then there were four passengers from Afghanistan, three from Germany and three from Britain. It's very like who from it would have to be oil execs maybe that are flying back and forth there.
Yeah,
but look, again, the CIA has been using oil companies for 60 years now. To hide assets and stuff like that. So I don't know. I mean, it's bizarre.
So
the timing is very strange.
I'm going to ask one more left field question then. The red flag raises and all that shit. Obviously, we've blown up Soleimani. Why are you still in the country? And why is that your...
Well, maybe they were trying to get out. I mean, it took them a couple of days, I guess. Yeah. But
You would think they'd be on the first flight, though, a few days ago.
Correct.
I mean, that was the first thing that went out, is a warning to, especially America.
Yeah.
You know, U.S. citizens, like, hey, get the hell out of there. They probably would have known something was going on there anyway with some of the, you know.
Yeah.
With just some of the, I can't think what they might give, like, warnings, right, bulletins and stuff like that. But you would think there would be plenty of flights to get out of there.
Like, for us, living in North Carolina, we get hurricanes from time to time.
Correct.
Says on the news, hey, man, there might be a hurricane coming there. Within 48 hours, I'm fucking out of there. Why weren't they leaving? I tend to lean to what you're saying now. Because let's face it, if you're staying a little bit longer, you know.
There's a reason.
There's a reason.
For it.
Yeah. Because so if it's just normal people, you're getting the fuck out of there the next day. Of like, all right, we're at war.
Most people, unless they think that they're, unless they're like hippies and they're like, no, like we're going to spread the love and let's just stay here. These are good people. They won't hurt us.
All of the passengers would be from Ojai or Oregon. I mean, not
calm down.
Canada, you know?
Well, yeah.
And so the pilot had the head of the airline said that there's no chance, basically. Well, the vice president of ops said there's no chance this was pilot error.
Yeah.
They said given the crew's experiences, the probability was minimal that it was their error.
Yeah.
Based upon the hours that they've flown throughout their entire career.
Yeah, the captain had flown like, what, 12,000 hours or so?
Mm-hmm.
And the co-pilot had flown 7,600 on that just on that particular aircraft.
Yeah.
So it's like.
So and look, you
can. I always go back to Bebo Russell, RIP, Sky King, taking that plane out of Seattle and then doing barrel rolls with it. And he had no flight experience, so he was fine.
There's a lot of fishy shit in here. So the flight stopped transmitting tracker data 2 minutes in.
Really?
Yeah. It's very bizarre.
These are all the clues and signs to look for. Like, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Sign up for Drinking Bros Conspiracy on Facebook, by the way. I'm sure that's going like wildfire.
Is there really
in there
a
right
page
now.
Of that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's like 10,000 plus in there. We do shows with them all the time.
And they're all conspiracy theories?
Yeah, they're great. They're fucking awesome.
The real answer to all this is that we're never going to know what happened because Iran's never going to let that information go out.
I was going to say, they probably don't want people to know.
Not in a million years.
But you can expect that they had something to do with it for sure.
Yeah. We'll move on to the attacks that happened on the U.S. bases in Iraq. It's the day after, right?
I think it's funny. As it was unfolding last night, people...
It seemed real. People, and then you wake up in the morning and you're like, all right, well, they didn't hit anything.
Well, people were DMing me and saying, like, Hamidi was right. They went after bases that house U.S. soldiers, and like, you were right. They did some fucking menial nonsense just to save face.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what I thought was going to happen.
Just like a weird flex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is they did, they threatened, they were like, bloodshed, and, you know, we're going to come in with the iron fist, and then they do this, right?
Right.
Which, I don't know if they were doing it to save face with their people, saying like, hey, we tried to retaliate, like, oh, oops, we didn't hit anything. I think they purposely did it too, though, because they didn't want to really... poke the beast.
But the U.S. does this all the time, too. I mean, like, a major terror attack will happen, like the USS Cole in 1998, and we'll blow up some fucking bomb facilities in Iraq.
Where it's like no casualties. It's just sort of like, hey.
Like, there might be a couple, but life is cheap over there. And I don't mean that in a negative way towards their – that's just the culture. Sometimes they expect death, so it's not as – if somebody – If 8 U.S. soldiers would have been killed yesterday, we would be at war right now, probably.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There wasn't
but
any.
But if we dropped a bomb on Iraq or Iran somewhere and 8 Iranians got killed, I mean, we just killed their top guy and his
buddy.
Fucking buddy.
And then like, 6 more of them.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
So it's like,
death is just, you know what I mean? Not
it's just,
as...
It's different there. Yeah. And I don't mean that to be degrading towards their culture or anything. It's just different.
Yeah. So, and when we talked to Hamidi Jassim on Monday, and we did that episode about the death of Soleimani, which... Everybody's been sending us messages. Thank you about how great that was. He's great.
Yeah.
But after the show was over, he was even joking about what the price of life is over there, where he said, why is your relative dead? And he's like, well, he turned 40. I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, 40's the life expectancy over there.
Wow.
And I was like, why? And he goes, food, all kinds of fucked up shit. Yeah. Like, just your heart will explode and that's it. You're 40 in Iraq. And, you know, well, time to move on. I was like, holy shit.
If that's the way you grew up your entire life, and that's a very normal way of thinking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So for them, they're just kind of like,
fairly healthy,
it's their culture.
But, yeah.
By the way, these missiles they fired were the same ones that they were firing at us during Gulf War I.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that were sailing over people's heads and landing in the Gulf.
Yeah, because I'm no rocket scientist, but one would imagine if you have a rocket, it would have precision, and you would know exactly where you're going to strike, not... Hey, we missed it by 500, 600 yards.
They have precision.
Yeah.
You know, where they can target and
so
everything.
They knew exactly where these were going to land and wasn't going to hurt anything.
I don't know if those were the exact ones. They might have like the cheap knockoff Walmart versions or something.
But that was getting off of
We picked off one guy just getting out of a car.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that was also with a, you know, UAV on manned aircraft.
That's what I'm saying, but that's precision, Holmes.
That is precision, but that's what we do. If we're going to do something, we're going to do it right. Maybe they were just doing it just to be like, hey, we're going to...
Well, that's the theory, right?
Show face to the people and say that we did something, but we don't want to make sure we really hit anything important to start something that we're not ready for yet. So,
And that's what it seemed like to me. And then Trump this morning in his speech, if you got a chance to watch it, said...
Yeah, we watched it before.
Iran is back down.
Yeah.
And that was my first thought when I woke up this morning. I saw that no one was killed. That's exactly what I thought. And you and Hamidi called this on that episode on Monday. And it all came to fruition. So what happens now is my...
Well, I've got an unpopular opinion. What's going to happen is we'll just keep parrying attacks back and forth.
In the same
smaller
way?
Smaller stuff. The same stuff will be happening.
Mm.
Like not huge attacks,
it'll just be small scale proxy bullshit. What I think honestly should happen is that we should send people to Iraq and secure that country. Like what Hamidi and I were talking about the other day is... I don't know about the numbers he's saying, 24 million people, but I know that Shia-dominated areas are protesting Iranian involvement in their government. They're burning down the houses of Iraqi politicians that are kowtowing to the Iranian government. They want them out, right? And honestly, the Iranian youth, I guess for lack of a better phrase, wants the same thing. They want this old-school, autocratic, theocratic leadership gone. They don't like it. They hate it. Like, Soleimani was not a popular guy among non-radicals in Iran. I think we should press the issue a little more, to be honest. Mostly just to keep... Like, there's... People will say, like, I'm not a fucking warmonger or anything like that, but this is the same ideology we use, the same strategy we use during the Cold War at the end to win against Russia. Russia is a constant thorn in our side. And the more we make them spend time and money and effort in Iran, the less they can spend in their own country.
Mm-hmm.
Their economy collapses. It's the same thing that happened in the late 80s, right? Mm-hmm. I think we should keep pressing the issue.
What if we took out Ayatollah Khomeini? What would happen then?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because that was my next thought of like, all right, great. So this, you had this bullshit retaliation that was nothing, right? That's clearly a sign of weakness. Why not just take out the last guy and call it a day?
Yeah, I mean, if we were going to do something like that, we would use a proxy. We wouldn't send some white face over there with our UAV. We would send one of his own people that hated him into the room and let him blow his brains out. The problem is...
You're saying so it didn't look like it was on us?
Yeah,
it looked like it was on them?
But they know, but they don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, it's what was interesting to me is right after the rocket attack, Iranian official tweeted out that, like, hey, we defended ourselves based on this part of the UN code. Like, they were very specific. We did this in retaliation for this, and here's the law that justifies it, right? They're thinking about stuff over there right now, and moderates have more control of government than the radicals do for once. So I think now would be a good time to empower those moderate people and fuck somebody up. Like, if there's anybody out there that has an asset in place, I would fucking murk Khomeini right now, to be honest. It would stir things up a little bit, but look, and don't feel bad for soldiers. We fight. That's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nobody. Well, I mean, there could be some, but none of the dudes in 1st 504 or the 82nd in general are upset about getting deployed. That's what we joined for.
Like, they're excited.
Yeah.
Like, if you went to the reserve,
this is what I'm joined to do.
If you went to the reserve or National Guard or something like that, it's one thing, but an airborne unit is a double volunteer. Like, you have to volunteer for the military and you have to volunteer for airborne school. You volunteer to be in the infantry. So, I mean, it is what it is. Those guys want to fight, so don't feel bad for us.
What do you guys think of the pictures that are going around of these? Because they're pinning it both ways, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's parents that are hugging soldiers, crying and saying, oh, my gosh, they're crying because they're leaving and going away. And clearly that some of those pictures are just them coming home.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, most of the all the ones that I've seen so far are actually homecomings and not people leaving.
Yes, and that's not how those pop up over the last 48
hours.
Have
you? I've been seeing more so people leaving. I've been seeing footage from Fort Bragg where we're at and showing
So
people going to
the
Iraq.
One footage-wise on the news, that's what you've been seeing on Facebook.
That's the only thing that's real.
Oh, I've not been seeing it on Facebook.
The stuff on Facebook is not
and
real.
Twitter, I just keep seeing pictures. No. And then everybody's using that as their own narrative saying, this is what we've done. We're sending our kids away and parents are crying.
Buttholes puckering because they're like, we're going to World War III. We're going to draft it. And maybe people like that particularly are making a big deal about it and trying to convert other people to their opinion on their side and saying, hey, these guys don't want to go over there. They're crying. Like, I don't know. I don't know what type of narrative they're trying to.
If you're getting your news from Facebook, you may as well just read the National Enquirer. Like,
that's what I say.
I mean, you're an idiot. If you're looking at memes, like if a meme pops up on your page and you agree with it, and that's the end of your fucking thought process, you're a fucking
idiot.
You
don't look up anything else
unless
beyond
it's Epstein related.
Epstein did kill him.
Well, there's a lot of us that don't care about the truth.
Yeah,
right.
I just like the funny stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like, I would love, I mean, World War, look, first of all, there wouldn't be a World War III just because we went to war with Iran. Like, Russia or China are not going to directly engage us. There's no chance. A world war involves major ally and axis powers. It doesn't involve two countries. That's not a world war.
You guys remember World War I? Nobody talks about it.
Well, it was a long time ago, you know? I don't.
Do you want to feel old?
World War One. That's old news.
It is old.
Sorry.
Nobody talks about the Civil War anymore.
I kind of feel like World War One over
here.
What
about the Revolutionary War?
Nobody's paying attention to me.
Nobody says anything about
something
that.
Interesting. I did see though was there was an Iranian journalist supposedly being quoted that this was a deal set up between Iran and the United States that they would evacuate and keep their people inside, evacuate some of the bases, and abandon some of the patrols for a couple of hours while they launch rockets. And then that would be the end of it.
No shit.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to hear something like that.
That would be
like,
unbelievably fascinating.
Those kind of conversations happen between secretaries of state. Like, hey, we got to do something, dude. You fucking killed our guy.
Yeah.
Like, I know that he's a dick and shit, but he's still our guy and you killed him. We have to do something.
We got to show this for our people.
Yeah. Those kind of conversations happen between diplomats all the time.
But we won't hear about it.
No.
No, you don't want. I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Like, as long as it continues to exist, everybody forgets that there was a direct line between the Kremlin and the White House throughout the entire 80s. Like, they created a direct phone line where the president could pick it up and the fucking, and whomever was over there at the time, Gorbachev or whomever, could just, they would be directly on the phone like, hey, we're not. Because there's so much information bouncing back and forth. The Cuba Missile Crisis thing, if we had had that line of communication, it probably would never have gone that far. You know what I mean? Because it was this one captain out of the three that stopped nuclear war from happening down in Cuba, basically. And those kind of conversations happen a lot. You don't need to know. Well, tell me 15 years later after it gets declassified.
Yeah.
I don't need to know now.
In a book,
everybody wants to know, well, what happened? Why did Trump do this? Because he saw intelligence and his team said that they should do it.
Have faith.
The
That's
end.
What I always say. Is like, the what end. Am I? What is me knowing yeah. going to do about any of it?
And if you don't like it, there's an election in fucking 11 months, and you can fucking vote him out.
Yeah,
it's that. It's really that simple.
It is.
But that's how it's always been, though, with all the precedents. Like, why is it different now? They've always gotten this intel, and they think, the most appropriate, educated decision on
well,
it.
Well, look, it's been going on for 100 years. I mean, you look at the JFK files. Mm-hmm. They just got released. What, Trump just released those?
Yeah.
His first year in, yeah. and that was, what, 50 years, I think? And that was the 50-year mark. And even then, some of them had redactions in them.
Yeah.
Really?
Still to this day.
So, as in,
there was a lot of shit that I learned when I read them, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Oh my god, I didn't know our country was doing shit like this, planting bombs in Florida to make it look like it was Cuba." Was genuinely surprised because I was like,
"The Kennedy administration pretty much created American Black Flag operations." Interestingly enough, I'm surprised there haven't been any movies made about that yet.
I guess surprised there hasn't been either.
It hasn't been that long.
Kevin Costner is busy doing Yellowstone, brother.
Yeah,
he cannot do it again. He can't do another JFK movie.
I don't know if he would. This one wouldn't be a JFK movie. It would more be about the CIA running amok in the 1960s.
And who's going to solve that?
There's no solution.
Kevin Costner. Nope. Kacos could solve that shit. Lastly, on Iraq, I always think about how much money Outkast makes. From bombs over Baghdad.
Oh my god.
All of those fucking memes, dude. That song comes back again, and you're just like, holy shit, Outkast is still getting paid.
Do you think
from
they ever
song.
Just like hit each other up and like, dude, that was the best one line in that song ever? It's making us millions to this day.
Forever.
Right? Yeah,
it might make us make them millions for fucking 20, 30 years.
One last thing on this whole situation. All these people equivocating about who Soleimani is and whether or not he deserved to die, get fucked. You stupid bitch. Like, read any history, any of it. And the guy that got killed with him, the Iraqi-Iranian guy that got killed with him,
mm-hmm.
was part of the Kuwait bombings in 1983 after the Beirut bombings. Like, he is a terrorist.
Yeah.
It's not like...
Just because there's people that like him doesn't mean... Do you know what I mean?
Doesn't mean he was a great guy.
It doesn't matter that he's in that position. Like, if we... Let's say we elected a president. This is crazy hypothetical nonsense, but let's say we elected a president... And then we found out after the fact that because information doesn't travel over there the same way it does here. But let's just say the internet didn't exist and blah, blah, blah. We all of a sudden find out that Donald Trump back in the day used to be part of Weather Underground. And he was putting bombs in fucking electrical facilities and shit like that and blowing shit up. Like, oh, fuck. You got to go, dude.
Yeah.
And if.
But he wouldn't go.
If the FBI showed up and fucking like hunted him down and shot him in the face. Or whatever, trying to take him in. Like, all right, you're okay. A terrorist. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. And that's why you don't hear anybody from Iraq defending either one of these two assholes. Because they're like, oh, yeah. I mean, if you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by the sword, I mean killing civilians.
Yeah. Well.
Just get fucked.
He's gone.
Rose McGowan and CNN.
All of them.
Somebody posted something.
They can go with them too.
I think it was the Daily Wire posted something super funny. Like the way, who was it? Some dude died. And they were like, his career was blah, blah, blah until he fucking made some comment that was negative about women. And then it's like Soleimani, Iranian general dead something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
There was a woman in the New Yorker too who wrote an article named Robin Wright
Robin Wright pen? Yeah.
Pen?
No, it's not. She should have had a different pen name. Nailed it. Boom, blammo. Nope. She wrote an article for the New Yorker, and this is what it read. And I tweeted her back. Soleimani, a flamboyant former construction worker,
oh my God.
And bodybuilder with snowy white hair, a dapper beard, an arching. Salt and pepper eyebrows. That was the lead of the New Yorker article about the death of Soleimani. I wrote back. I was like, was that really your opener? Because I can't wait to hear you describe the death of O.J. Simpson about how strong his hands were.
Yeah, right.
Fucking
and
bitch.
His knife collection.
It's crazy, man.
This thing that I was talking about is from the New York Times obituary section. And here's what they said about Sam Wyke, who was the coach of the Bengals back in the day. You remember him?
Yeah, he just died last week.
He was the coach of Clemson for a while too, right?
Yeah,
back in the 80s when they won.
He was Icky Shuffle days back with the Bengals.
So this is Sam Wyke's obituary, or at least the headline for it. Sam Wyke, who was the last coach to lead the Cincinnati Bengals to the Super Bowl, but who was later fined by the NFL for barring a female reporter from the team's locker room, has died.
No, read this first. It says, say what you will about Soleimani, but at least he never kept a female reporter out of the locker room.
Yeah, that's
are you serious?
No, no, no. That's the Daily Wire making fun of you.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I was like, what the joke?
Here's their headline for Soleimani. Qasem Soleimani, master of Iran's intrigue and force, dies at 62.
Brilliant.
Like, are we editorializing obituaries now?
Yes.
That's where it is. Right?
Yes. That's where it is. And, like, homegirl never responded to me. Everybody else did. But fuck them, dude.
People are just very confused.
I don't. Are they?
Very confused. Clearly. If you're going to defend him, they're confused.
Anyone that will do anything to make Trump look bad. Oh, my God, you killed this amazing leader. I can't believe you did that. No, he was a horrific person who definitely should have died. The worst horrific death, and I'm glad he's gone.
And speaking of CNN, today they flipped immediately. Once this bombing didn't kill any Americans, and it is just kind of over, and went right back to impeachment. And that was on for 2 hours about impeachment. Luckily, we don't have to talk about them. We can talk about GhostBed.com/drinking bros. I got some breaking news for you, Dan, right now. Rich just hit me up, and he said, hey, man, there was a couple people, drinking bros, who had just missed the sale on the 6th that was ending the night of the 6th. And he goes, look, I don't know who they were. We just get the hits on the thing, and we got a couple emails about it. They've extended the sale 25% off until January 14th.
I saw that when I was on there today.
My gosh, so then we were right.
Yeah, yes. I saw that I was on there today because I was like, because they had 1 day left. I think they extended again. And then all of a sudden when I looked at it again, they said 14.
The clock starts
and I was
again.
Like, what? This is awesome.
So here's what happened. They make us, all of these ads we read, they typically make us a URL that is custom for us, right? So ours is ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. So that way all of our listeners have a separate deal than regular humans walking around this earth. And that's what makes our show special. That's what makes these ad reads special and shit like this. So if you go on there, all of the reviews under our URL are from actual drinking bros and listeners. So that way they're not skewed. If you wanted to say it fucking sucked or whatever, it would be on there. They're not. Everybody loves the goddamn thing. And so for that, when people buy the mattresses and everything else, they do read the emails and they were like, hey, a couple of people missed out on this sale, so let's extend it till the 14th. Today is the 9th. Go right now to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Today you have until January 14th to take 25% off everything in the store. Mattresses, adjustable bases, pillows, sheets, everything. And as always, the 36-month pay-as-you-go, no-interest program lasts for all of it. So every single thing in the store, including the 25% off, will be taken off your no interest for 36-month payment thing. It's crazy that they're still doing this. But whoever those two people were the ones that caused it. I wish we knew their names.
That's awesome.
I just shout them out on the show today.
That's cool that GhostBed did that.
So super stoked about that. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, keeping the tone still serious, a Grindr date eats a man's testicles.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Why allegedly?
Because this is a country of laws, you bitch.
What does that mean?
You have the right to due process and the presumption of innocence.
Oh.
Just because you walk into a room and there's a guy hanging from the ceiling and his testicles are gone and there's testicle meat in my mouth, that doesn't mean
it's
I did that.
Allegedly. Yeah. Until you can...
Didn't
until
he admit to it?
Well, maybe he did. Maybe he didn't.
Here's the bitch.
Has anyone ever eaten balls before though?
Well, there was a woman who bit
the camel's testicles, but it was in self defense.
I'm saying goat balls. Like what? If you eat like goat's balls, that's a thing.
You've eaten goat's balls.
The camel sat on the lady and she bit his balls to get.
She bit his balls.
Bit the camel's balls.
Why it was her only line of
squeeze them or
they sat on her face.
It was just on the face.
So she got teabagged by a camel.
You didn't hear about that? It's no. A good one.
I want to go back to Tiffany eating goat balls.
Sorry.
Have you real?
Have you never eaten testicles?
Yeah.
No.
I have.
Yeah, that's why I just asked them. What is goat's balls called?
I don't like sushi either.
Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Rocky Mountain Oysters. That's
I know this.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had us cut off. So we had a goat that we were killing for.
Overseas or
by
here?
The way, calling
no, no,
it
here,
that.
Like for survival training.
Makes it so much worse.
And they had asked like if anyone wanted to chop off the balls of the goat. And I like, of course, immediately raised my hand. And they were like, Tiffany, why in hell would you want to do that? And I was like, well, first of all, it's a cool story because if any guy fucks with me and like breaks my heart, I'm gonna be like, listen, I cut off a dude's balls before, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Right. But then we had to eat them. You know what I mean? Because like we cooked up the goat.
Do you cook the balls? Yeah, they cooked.
We cooked them. Because the oyster. Because they couldn't make us eat anything technically really raw. You know what I mean? Except for the eyeballs. So they wanted to make sure. But I don't know how people normally eat them. But that's why I was curious. If anyone ever ate balls, I'm like, don't knock it till you try it. You know?
Yeah. How long do you cook a set of nuts?
I don't know. It was on the instructors. Before.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the only way I've seen them prepared are deep fried. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we used the fat from the goat. In like a little pan, and that's about it.
It's a delicacy in Arizona. I'd love to.
Or you can boil them, exactly, I'm sure, and get the nutrients out of the ball sack.
You mean the cum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, oof. They're still there.
Get them carbs in your belly, folks.
Still jangling around.
More carbs than protein.
You can eat like fried animal cum. I've seen like whale cum and shit like that, I think I've seen.
It's a delicacy, yeah, right?
Yeah. Somebody somewhere eats that shit.
Of course, anything is a delicacy.
It's probably in Japan.
By the way, somebody somewhere eats everything, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Guaranteed.
Pan-fried semen.
It's sort of like porn.
Well, I have a feeling that this guy's testicles did not get eaten because he was hungry. I think it was for some other demented reason.
The guy's name, the young man that's dead, R.I.P.
is the most important.
Oh, he died from this?
Yeah.
Shit.
He was found
Murdered,
hanging.
Yes.
Well...
It was a murder. Look, allegedly.
I didn't know that was upside
hanging
down.
From the rap.
Allegedly.
allegedly.
Can I see him? A
wee-ee.
A wee-ee?
Don't
but
have
yeah,
one.
What was his name?
Is yours long?
Tell everyone his name.
His name is Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon is his name?
Which is kind of fucked up because the Kevin Bacon took to Twitter and be like.
This is not
did
me.
He?
Yeah, he was like,
this isn't me.
Really?
Let me see exactly.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I can only imagine because when I first read this, I was like, wait, Kevin Bacon. Obviously, Kevin Bacon's not 25 years old.
Yeah.
No, he still looks great, but not 25.
No.
Man.
But yeah, he was reported missing by his family when he didn't show up for breakfast.
Christmas.
With his family on Christmas Day.
Breakfast, yeah.
Imagine that story.
He just wanted to get a little fucking ding dong Christmas. He was in town.
Glad that
he didn't know anybody.
It's true. You got
to
go to Grindr.
It's sad that it happened around Christmas, but think about it. If it didn't happen around the holidays, I don't know how often he probably goes home, but his family might not have noticed for a while. So thank God it was... You know, Christmas was the next day type of thing, so they can report him and be like, this was very unnatural because he always shows up for Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or he was here. He was staying here.
Because I'll tell you right now that if I was supposed to be going home for the holidays with my parents, they'd expect me. But if I was missing, they wouldn't know because we don't talk to each other all the time.
So true.
So they wouldn't know for like months later. And then to find out that I was hanging from the
rafter
somewhere with my tits eaten off.
I think about this. I think about it from the family perspective of, hey, where's Kevin? I don't know. He's missing. All right. We'll wait.
You know, he did go out for a Grindr date last night. You know, maybe he stayed over.
I guarantee he did not tell his parents that. Who knows?
No, but he did pop out the night before.
He didn't pop out, but imagine when they do find him and it's like, hey, what happened to my son? He's dead. Well, his testicles were eaten off. By who? A Grindr date. And then why was he hanging upside down?
Not even as that. Yeah, he was hanging naked from the rafters by his ankles. And then he was apparently... Oh, it did say that the guy confessed to killing Bacon by stabbing him in the back and then slicing his throat. Dan's going to say it's still alleged because he's not.
Oh, no, because I he don't. Could be it. What? Lying?
No, I'm sure the guy killed him. Yeah.
He was just being a dick. Like always.
Yeah, you can't really hang yourself and stab yourself in the back at the same time. Well,
yeah, I don't know. Hard. And then he told the police that he cut off
Jeffrey Epstein did it, so I mean.
Blammo.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Blammo.
He cut off his testicles.
Yeesh.
Before eating them up.
I think you could live if your testicles were bitten off. As long as you had, you know, something to take the pain away, like KillCliffCBD.com. 25 milligrams
in a
can.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, KillCliff. Mm. If you or a loved one has had their testicles bitten clean off their body, instead of taking Vicodin, which you could get hooked to, take some CBD. Go to KillCliffCBD.com. 25 milligrams in every single can. With the promo code DRINKINBROS, you get 20% off a case. Knocks it down to about $3.99 a can and free shipping. Dan, you and I drink one of these every single night.
I had one last night along with some extra stuff.
Yeah. What else was that?
Whoa. Testicles?
Vodka?
Yeah.
No, it was...
Liquor?
Edibles.
Oh, there it is.
And
testicles.
Weed. Yeah. And I smoke weed.
And you smoked weed on top of
then
that.
Then I took
some pills, probably.
Xanax.
Yeah.
But other than that, it worked great.
Works like a charm.
I didn't do any of that. I only drank the Kill Bills, actually.
I didn't do any of that. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Go to killcliffcbd.com today. This is the best in the biz. The grape. The grape is my favorite. The grapest of all time. They got mango and orange kush is available. Free shipping. Free shipping, which is, you're like, hey, what the fuck is that, bro? Try to ship heavy cans to your house. They'll tax out of you.
Yeah, you stupid fucks.
Harder than Britain in 1776, motherfucker.
1773.
Whatever, dude. I don't fucking do dates, dude. I do promo codes. Drinking bros, 20% off.
Don't do dates.
KillCliffCBD.com.
I don't do facts, bro.
Jesse's like, I know you don't do dates. You feel your anniversary all the time.
Yeah. No, you don't do dates. You're always with your other girlfriend, Dan.
He doesn't forget her anniversary or their anniversary. He just spends it with me. Yeah.
He just gives my present to Dan. That's all.
He knows.
He has the nice dinner with Dan at
Joe's. I was like, what do you mean gives it to Dan? Like, what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah. Oh, but that what?
You said he gives his present.
Oh, yeah, because they're together.
Dan, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Sometimes it's sexual, so I'm like, what is he giving to Dan?
I only fuck dick holes, so.
Yeah, that's it.
I only dock.
Wow, that's a small
hole.
He only ducks. Good for you.
It gets bigger.
Well, it gets bigger, and then plus with an uncirked guy, you can roll that skin over,
too.
Velcro on the inside of his wiener and on the outside of mine.
Yeah.
So it binds it together.
And it's a nice fit.
Isn't that called docking?
Yeah, it is. It's called docking. Next up, a Colombian drug lord named El Tio. I believe that means uncle.
The uncle.
Spanish?
The uncle, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you would know because you were raised half Mexican.
Yeah, because I was lied to my whole life.
Yeah.
Come to find out I'm fucking Greek. Now I have to learn a whole nother fucking thing.
Language, yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, so I do know that, El Tio. And I had one.
Get her some Oikos. Yeah. Is that the yogurt?
Yes, Oikos.
Nailed it. Stamos.
Oh, get me Stamos while you're at it.
Fuck, yeah, I'll take a little piece of that, too.
Same here. I'll take a little fucking Stamos.
Just found out I was Greek.
Yeah. Why?
Want to gangbang out?
Do you get a visit from John Stamos whenever you declare as Greek?
Yes,
I've
do.
Been trying to, yeah. That's not happening, but...
Which John Stamos shows up? Is it like that shitty World War II movie where they had motorcycles, or is it like Uncle Jesse?
It's Uncle Jesse.
I hope it's Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
Shirtless.
He was hot in both. I'm just
curious.
What
about our ER? ER Stamos.
Ooh, ER Stamos. No?
I didn't like him in the ER. Oof.
Like white,
I like a daddy
white
Stamos. White coat only, nothing on underneath it.
Yeah.
Too many. So in that show, You, he has a
beard. Yeah, he's in You. He's got a beard in You. It looks weird.
It's gray. Mm. Yeah. Bring me daddy Stamos.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Gain a little weight.
Like that Ken
Gained
Barbie
a little
doll
weight, too.
That you see that came out with like the beard and the long hair? That's a,
who sent that to
the
me?
Gat, daddy.
Yeah.
I'll take that one.
Did they ever make an action figure out of Thor from the last Marvel movie?
Yeah. Yes, they did.
Like the big fat.
Did they?
Yeah. But it was only like limited ones. Yeah. And they were going for like a crazy amount of.
I'm sure there's one on eBay for a ridiculous amount of money.
Well, here's the thing. Like there's a group of like fucked up people who make these. eBay will try to stop it. These people will make these fucked up dolls. So at one point, you could buy an Epstein. You could buy an OJ at one point.
That was a missed opportunity.
Yes. And then the Yodel Boy was the one that went for the... That was the highest one I can remember. We did it on
the
Drinking
Walmart
Bros.
The Walmart Yodel Boy?
Yes. We got in on the bidding on it, and we stopped it, I think, $3,000. And
holy shit.
I think it sold for $5,000.
I can like
Does
hear
Yodel
the
Boy
song
make any money off of that? Or no?
Right now.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
And I say hi. El Tio was arrested after a son tips him off to police. I'm assuming Father's Day was never their favorite holiday.
Well, it's complicated.
Yeah.
I don't blame the dude.
El Tio's real name, the uncle, was Luis Del Rio. I don't know why I didn't go with Rio El Tio. That would have been a nice little thing.
Oh, El Tio Rio.
Rhyme time. Was trafficking something like tens of tons of cocaine a month to Europe and the U.S., which is there really a crime there? He was Pablo Escobar's right-hand man before. They had a falling out back in the day.
They had a falling out because Pablo had one of his nieces kidnapped. So, I mean, seeing a falling out is
That's a good reason to fall out.
I brought the same sweet potato casserole as you.
Yeah. The sprinkle cookies. Like, no, like, you just kidnapped my niece.
You re-gifted the fruitcake. Yeah. <Yeah.
laughs>
Whenever
I see stories like this, isn't there enough cocaine to go around in Colombia? Like, why do you need to steal?
They were having some kind of political shit, and he kidnapped homeboy's niece.
It's always political. Okay.
But it seems like they don't really.
It's a flex. There's something else involved.
I guess my question is this. Then why bring up the cocaine altogether? Again, harmless crime.
It's currency over there, essentially.
You got a soft spot for cocaine.
No, I just look.
Can you imagine if he did it?
Oh my gosh, you're wired enough as it is. Ooh, are you kidding?
Good luck.
Well, this is an interesting enough story on its own because he was hooked up with Pablo. He's a fucking billionaire, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The reason that his son turned him in is the funniest part.
I don't blame the son.
What?
Well, dude, so in these cartels, you're lucky to find anybody to rat on anybody. Like the whole time with El Chapo, they didn't, for sure. Like it finally happened with like even his wife, his kids, nobody would fucking say shit, right? Well, it turns out that El Tio was banging his son's wife.
Wife.
Ah. Well,
that'll do it.
That'll do it.
You know, like
they really fly close to the sun.
I would get back
to
my dad that way
too.
I would act like I was fine with it. Like, oh yeah, fuck my wife all you want, and then in my head I'd be like, I'm getting you back.
I think the only way
this is guaranteed way
jail.
Yeah, this is a mistake on the son's part.
I was going to say his son's going to
get
dead.
Yeah, the son's going to
and his wife will then be a widow.
The son's going to get clipped. He's not going to get any of that money, and I'm sure there's plenty of it. Also, what he should have done,
is
killed his wife,
fucked his mom.
He should have fucked his mom.
Calm down, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, she's fucking him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He should have fucked his mom and put it on Pornhub.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
He should have fucked his grandfather because if anybody messes with me in a way like that, I usually go after the dad first. Because you can, like, if I banged your mom, you would get over that. If I fucked your dad, that's it for you. You're done.
Yeah.
Like, you can never say shit to me again.
Like, abducted in plain
that's
sight.
True,
like,
that,
if your dad was gay, it would be one thing. But if I fucked your straight dad.
With your dad, though. Like, I feel like in a typical, like, Mexican cartel movie, he would just kill his wife, right? And then be like, what? I didn't care about her anyway. Fuck you. And now his dad can't fuck her. And now he doesn't have to live with that. And then it's over.
Yeah, but in your scenario, he doesn't get to fuck his mom. So I'm not really into that.
Yeah. Come on, Tiff. You got to do a little straight before you do gay.
Colombians, they keep. Do you know what I mean? Like, the older ladies are still hot.
Yeah, and you've known her your whole life, so you guys have a good chemistry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
It's not like an older... It's not like a white mom. Now, that is
yeesh,
right?
Yeah.
But if you're like a Colombian Mexican mom...
Oh, a Colombian mom's totally different.
Have you seen Selma Hayek?
Have you seen Selma... 53.
Sofia Vergara's Colombian?
Too. Whatever, yes. Man. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Well,
she's
40 something.
She's a mom.
Crushing it, the two of them. By the way, Dan, just gonna get better.
I'm looking for pictures of the guy's wife.
Real quick, Dan.
To see if it was warranted or not.
This is an update for you, Dan. Somebody did take your idea about marrying someone's mom so that they could be the father to their best friend's son.
Okay.
He was on Ellen. David,
it was a YouTuber, and I'm convinced that he has
listened
heard
to the
you
show or
it.
Talked to. I don't know when this happened, but it was really funny, and he was really funny.
David Dobrik, you
That's
know,
it.
David
yes.
Dobrik.
Yes, he.
So he's doing what?
He stole married Dan's his bit. Best friend's mom, and then flew her to Hawaii.
Had
for
a whole honeymoon with her.
A whole
and
honeymoon.
Like recently.
Did everything.
Yeah, and was
yeah,
his
was
dad for a second.
And it was legally his dad for like
they got,
2 months.
It's a kid that was born in Eastern Europe, and he moved here.
Yeah.
That's who you're talking about? This guy?
This guy, yeah.
David Dobrik?
A very popular, like one of the most popular YouTubers out there. Everyone
and
loves
him. And so he does a podcast with this guy who's like 40.
And he married Lorraine Nash. She is 75 years old.
Oh my God. That is so funny. Obviously,
he's
that's a 20, major joke.
He's 23.
And it's the mother of his co-host.
His child is now listed as his co-host, Jason Nash.
That is fucking hilarious. The things that people do, though, I swear, for like the clout and clickbaits and just for fun, right?
Well,
like,
he's a comedian.
He's
so
a comedian.
Really,
that's what I'm saying. It's part
it was
of the
really
job,
good.
Though. Yeah. It is. Like, you know, he didn't do it because he loved her. He did it because it's funny and they could use it and it's going to be on the internet
no,
for
he
all
did it
times.
To, he did it to be his co-host's dad.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's
funny.
Awesome. Like, I
can you imagine
ooh.
If,
oh,
can you imagine if Dan
God.
Rolled up and was
oh,
just like,
her.
I'm your fucking dad now. Yeah.
That's so good.
Because
so
he
good.
Didn't tell the
but
guy.
That's like a threat nowadays, though, to people. Like,
he didn't
hey,
tell him.
Keep fucking up. And yeah. I'm going to marry your dad and I'll be your fucking mom.
That's what
like,
Danny says to people all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He
I'll be your fucking
Dan,
dad.
I'm
yeah.
Good on them.
It's funny.
I love that they
Thanks
pulled
for
the
listening,
trigger
David.
On it.
It's really funny. It's
an avid listener, friend of the pod.
I think I like him even more now.
I feel like I can take a little bit of credit for that. Probably.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I'm giving it to you. When I heard it, I was like, dude, he fucking listened. There's no way. It was so exactly funny. What he says.
Let me ask you this. Did you find the wife? How hot is she?
Oh, yeah. Did you? Can't
she's
find
Colombian.
Her?
She's got to be hot. I'm
she
sorry.
She shouldn't. She's part of a cartel's family. There's no way. I mean, who knows?
Oh, if she's around them, she's hot.
She's hot, yeah.
Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, they have
she's
tons
like
of money.
Former Miss
they
Columbia
can pay
or something.
For a hot woman. And if she is ugly, they will make her pretty with all the plastic surgery.
Yeah. Sure.
They're going to.
I don't know. I can't find any pictures of the wife. We'll find her.
We'll find her. I can tell you this. They're going to send that kid home in a fucking box. Speaking of box, go to boxofawesome.com. One of our favorites, Jabes.
Fave.
I said on the show the other day that it was for men and men only. I thought we had our own little club, Dan. I was incorrect. They have ladies items
yeah,
as
they
well.
Do.
Look at
if you're looking for gifts for your
significant other,
wife,
girlfriend, boyfriend,
mistress,
fellow testicle eater.
Yeah, whatever you're looking for. Look, the boxes for dudes are incredible, so I can only imagine the ones for women are as well. Mm-hmm. I actually gave you my last one, the knife that rolls with the hand.
Yes.
I wonder if they have a box that's like cocaine or it's just all drug paraphernalia.
That would be
great.
The best.
Steel straw.
Steel straw,
right?
Snorter. Yep.
And that little bullet thing that you can
steel
pop
straws
one.
Are, oh, I had no idea.
I want a double nostril snorter, you know? Just to really get it in there like a fork, like you would stab a.
There's like a sheet.
I'm sure
of
it's
meat.
Out there on the market somewhere.
Like a sheet of acid in there.
Oh, man.
No, it just give goes. Ideas. It's two that goes into a big funnel.
Yeah, it's two that goes into one. But it's. I want an iron. I want it.
Oh, so you can get double.
Have you seen
pleasure?
Have you seen people hooking like turning shop vacs into bongs?
Oh yeah,
like it just sucks the stuff. What if you did that with cocaine?
Oof. Oh, that would be
fun.
Unless you do it with a brand new vacuum.
Well,
yeah.
What are you worried about? You're putting drugs into your body. You're worried about dust?
Yeah.
Get fucked.
Was that clean? Yeah.
I don't do them, so
hang
like,
on.
I'm a noob at all this. So all I think is like, that's
it
gross.
It smells like goddamn gasoline. I'm not worried about dust.
Yeah, you're good.
That's fair.
But look, that's a suggestion box of awesome. You have the best shit on the planet. Why not get a little drug kit paraphernalia fuckery going on?
I mean, there's nothing illegal about paraphernalia.
Right.
Like that.
That's why there's like
it's just a straw.
Shit,
use
right?
it how you want to use it.
Well, I remember Tommy Chong got arrested for selling bongs online.
Yeah, but that was infinity years ago.
Well, check on the cocaine one. I don't know if you can sell a double snorter. I wish you could.
Yeah, but you would just say it's a straw. Like that's how.
Yeah, head shops sell
head
that
shops.
Stuff. You can buy
and
like
they
a
get, yeah.
You can buy like a crack pipe mm-hmm. too.
Yeah,
at
because it's
shop.
Like
yeah,
an
yeah.
it's like an oil diffuser or some shit.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's awesome.
The glass dick. Anyways, don't do that, by the way.
Don't do that. But speaking of awesome, Jesse, go to boxofawesome.com today. Sign up. You get a fucking box full of magic once a month delivered to your house. Under $50. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off that first box. It's like fucking Christmas for dudes once a month. You guys have it with that bullshit of Birchbox, Jesse.
Yes, we do.
We do. You guys get a tube of lipstick. We get dop kits, fucking travel bags. Whiskey decanters, like all kinds of cool shit. You're just getting a tube of lipstick. It's a rainbow.
Tiffany, they give you like Too Faced, like MAC, like all like really good.
All done
like
with
all
that.
Fancy
go
stuff.
To boxofawesome.com.
But just like a sampler of it.
Promo
and you
code
like
Drinking
$10
Bros.
And it gives you a box of it so you can like try new stuff.
20% off. It's boxofawesome.com. Drinking Bros 20% off. Next up,
it's
CNN.
It's all good stuff, too. It's not like L'Oreal.
They're not
or
a sponsor,
like
Jesse. CNN settles with Nick Sandman. Really? That really fucking happened?
Wow.
You all remember,
yeah, remember
this, that fucking kid? He was the one that was kind of smiling awkwardly.
What else was he supposed to do? Really?
He was,
kind of
it was against
away.
The Indians. The
oh. Yeah, it was when the kids were out there, and it was like a group of them, and they were just talking. Was wearing Trump gear.
It was the white kid. He had like a snarky look.
They all looked like preppy little
aggressor.
Frat boys.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They were standing there minding their own business.
He's a rosy cheeked, affluent white child. Of course, he looks like a douchebag.
Yeah,
yeah, but exactly. They settled. That's crazy.
CNN did. Now he's
what
still
was the number?
They didn't say it yet.
They didn't say.
Because there's still two pending suits against NBC Universal and the Washington Post.
Yeah.
This was for $100
million. Because of what they did
though.
To that
kid? It was $275 is what they sued for, or $250.
Oh, $250.
But they didn't settle.
I'm glad he did something about it.
My guess is he probably got $15.
You think he got $15
million?
$15 million?
That's still something.
Whew.
I mean,
for
if somebody,
slandering your name,
if somebody comes
he's
at
Indian
you,
boy forever now.
If somebody comes at you with 250, 15 is a reasonable number to buy out.
Oof.
I think this is a good lesson.
And he might get three of those.
To the news.
Man.
So now personally, he's even more affluent. He can afford to just stand in front of Indians all day.
Mm. Yeah, if you're telling me Trump isn't making America great, go fuck yourself. Look at this kid's bank account. My God, man. If he got $15 million for this.
But think of the reputation he's going to have his whole life. Just like you said, he's going to be known as like the Indian boy.
The MAGA
like,
Indian boy.
The rest of his life. Everyone, and he's going to be all over the news. Like, they didn't have...
Look.
There's a lot of people who didn't have the whole story, and they just broadcast it, all this fake shit kind of all over the place.
There are children around the country who did stupid shit in middle school, and now they're known forever for shit in their pants.
Exactly. Yeah.
They didn't get
Where's
fucking
justice
15,
for them?
They didn't get $15
million. What was it, blasted all over the news?
This guy, does he's...
By a
no,
bunch of, like,
No, but
news?
Who cares? Like, no, this is stupid.
You think so?
Look.
Yes.
I like I, the... I don't...
You could call me MAGA Indian boy for $15 million. I'm telling you that
that's
right
now. That's what I'm saying, though. It's like he was like, okay, if you guys are going to play stupid games, let's win stupid prizes. We're not... And his parents were like, maybe his dad is an attorney. I don't know. But
if he's white, yeah.
He looks like the kind of kid that would say my dad's an attorney.
Yeah, exactly. He does.
Not that
way.
I have a... Like, I don't think the kid did anything wrong. I just think this is kind of ridiculous. But the part I do like about it is that...
Hey, he's getting money from it.
CNN.
I don't care
pay.
About him. I just care about CNN having to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's
though.
What I like about
Fuck
it.
Fuck those
it's
guys.
It's like good. I mean,
that's the only way to hold these dickholes accountable.
That's funny.
That's why I'm okay with it. Is
I thought
because
this
I feel like
tossed.
It's a good lesson.
What's that?
I thought this suit would get tossed.
No,
it was.
They
in the
filed for dismissal like three times, and the three different judges told him to get fucked.
Whew.
I mean, it's clear what they did was wrong.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you going to do? He's going to get something out of it.
Clear they obviously had a case, too, which is why they continued to pursue it. Mm-hmm. And now he's got these other two networks.
Now
why,
they're going to have to settle.
That's why I'm okay with it. I'm not saying like, oh, congrats to like the kid. Like, that's awesome. He's getting the money. But this is a great lesson learned for these, you know, to maybe think before you start just pushing whatever out there.
This reminds me of the Richard Jewell thing. They tried to bury him.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm surprised Donald Trump Jr. hasn't sued CNN. Like, the president, you can say whatever you want to about it. Mm-hmm. And Don Jr. takes part in campaign activities and hangs out in administrative stuff as well. But there was a picture of him yesterday that CNN posted. Mm-hmm. And it was him holding a rifle. And it had a crusade cross on it, right? Which is the logo for about a million different companies, including not Silencer Co. Who's it? Noveski, the company that we worked with at Black Rifle to sell or put out a bunch of rifles, right?
Right.
They wrote this whole article on him with a picture of him holding the rifle, and it was like, oh, picture of Trump Jr. at fucking rifle range. It has people concerned about hate groups. Because some hate groups use that symbol sometimes too. Like, do you honestly think the son of the president is posting a picture? He posted the picture, by the way. Is posting a picture of himself with like? Do you think he'd be just standing there in a Klan outfit, like, "Hey guys,
exactly, yeah.
What up? Yeah. Here I am." No, obviously. Like, why would you be worried about that? Why is that even like? That's like waiting outside and catching a picture with me with some asshole and be like, "Well, they must know each other, bro."
Yeah,
it's
yeah. As you like walk
shit.
Out at the same
and it's
time,
the most,
it's constant slander.
It's the most irresponsible form of journalism. Like, you're just making news.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to report
it's
news,
like the
not
National
make
Enquirer
it.
Now.
Yeah.
Or like TMZ. And even TMZ, I feel like, is almost a little bit more factual than some of the shit that they're these major news networks
because they know they can
apparently
get sued.
Well vetted are putting out.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
Kid's a millionaire. Good for him.
Yeah. Fuck it, man.
Or his parents.
Imagine that puss. He's getting $15 million in his fucking bank account.
I'll fuck you, nerd boy, for $1 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good on him. Good on him. Puerto Rico had a 6.4 earthquake Tuesday. My God, man. These motherfuckers can't catch a break. I think it's time to move from Puerto Rico.
If there's a God, he does not like Puerto Rico.
No. They have done something wrong.
God only likes Dabo Sweeney and Clemson.
Man. I feel bad for these guys.
They've been getting wrecked for a straight 3 years now.
I know.
Hurricanes,
and not recovering.
Earthquakes.
Yep.
Well, even if they were to recover, something else comes.
It's
now
crazy. Because now, they still haven't... Do they have power?
No, they're without power.
The last I heard, there's no power throughout the country. And then the southern areas, people think their houses are going to collapse now because of the earthquake has damaged the coastline so much.
Man.
You may want to just, like, move here. Move to Miami, dude.
Yeah, dude, just...
It's dope there.
It is.
It's busy. It's expensive. Move to a suburb of Miami. Yeah, it's super downtown, expensive.
Miami, or you could take like a tent to San Francisco or something.
Yeah. Or you could just make a new, just pick some shitty Florida town and make it a new Miami. Make it new Puerto Rico. I would be fine with that. I don't want to go all the way down there anyways.
Exactly.
But I like Puerto Rican culture. I like going to Puerto Rico. I just don't want to go all the way down there. So if you bring it here, that's convenient for me. White.
Yeah. San Francisco, by the way, shit in the streets. So you don't have to look for any bathrooms on Zillow. You just look for a studio with no bathrooms.
Oh, there you go.
Just go outside.
You can buy a micro apartment.
Yeah, you can buy a pod.
It's 300 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you need more than that?
You don't need a bathroom in there. You've got San Francisco.
There's a bathroom on the floor.
Beautiful.
Like in the floor or on?
Those are my
favorite
places.
No, not like a rack. There's a bathroom on that floor. Like if you're on the second floor.
Yeah, so everyone shares.
There's one shared bathroom.
Like a dorm.
Like a
dorm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or.
And it's about $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
What?
So have fun.
No, they're probably. I would say that in San Francisco right now, 300 square feet is probably 1,200.
Oh.
That would be my guess.
I don't know. Why would you want to live there? Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Man.
Seriously?
It's that time of year again, kids. Next story up. There's a new Girl Scout cookie out. Why do they always do this right after the fucking holidays?
Get me fat. Let's just keep it on. Like the trend.
They're trying to trap the people that are trying to work out, and they're like, wait a minute, you can't, because we've got a
new Girl
Scout
cookie. There's no need for a new Girl Scout cookie, though.
No, like, they're great with the Thin Mints. Samoas?
There's no cookie scientists out there, like, all of a sudden he discovers quantum cookie theory, like, oh, we've got a new cookie. No, cookies have been around forever. We figured it out, asshole.
Yeah.
This one's going to suck. It's a lemon up.
It's a lemon flavored wafer with motivational statements like, I am a leader, or I am a go-getter. You know who else was a leader and a go-getter?
Hitler.
Yeah. Yep.
He also made people wear pieces of flair.
Yeah.
Did Hitler.
And he didn't need any motivational statements around him to think that he
fair.
Was great.
Oh. No. That's so. Fair. Lemon cookie sounds like...
So basically...
Yeah. Disgusting. It sounds like a worst. Grandma's cookie that she would have laying around that's all like kind of moldy. And yeah. like none of the ones
the
that anyone
crumbly.
Wants to eat.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, would you like this cookie that's 10 years old? Like, no,
and you're like, no, but
though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like a pressed wafer.
Yeah.
That's got a slight lemon pledge.
Depressed wafer.
Terrible addition.
Yeah, it's. I don't get it.
I don't
Stick
either.
With the three major ones, and you're good to go. Guess what? I'm still going to buy them.
Yeah.
Also, if you're out there and you have daughters or whatever, whomever this is for, because, look, the consumer of Girl Scout cookies is not Girl Scouts,
no.
typically. It's other people. So why is I'm a go-getter necessary for an adult? If you need to read something like that to make your life go well, then you
start
need,
a blog.
And you're getting that information from cookies.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
What you need to do is jump into a volcano right now. Because that's
oh
it for you. You're
God.
Done.
Yeah.
Life
my
is
God.
Done. Like you're not going to make
can
it.
You imagine if that worked on you?
Huh.
Yeah. If you're the kind
you
of person.
What? I'm going to.
If
yeah.
you're the kind of person that works for, like, I just don't know what to tell you. Life's going
to
be rough.
I'm doing really bad right now. Oh, my God. There's a box of motivational cookies. I have to get this.
And you're, like,
person
raised from the ashes.
Kamala Harris.
You are a leader.
You know what we should do? We should make
cookie.
Our own that have actual motivational
reality.
Statements. Like, you don't have HIV.
No,
like,
or
you know
about,
what?
No.
I don't have HIV.
How about
You're
this
right,
one?
Cookie.
Put the cookie down, you fat piece of shit. You don't need to eat me today. Don't eat 10 of me. Like,
oh my gosh,
oh,
that would
that's
make
a good
me,
motivation right
yeah.
there to not eat as
that
many.
That would make me
cookies.
Want to eat it so
I
bad.
I would eat it just to spite that thing.
Exactly.
That. Don't tell
fuck
me how to live
God.
My
I don't like
life.
Authority.
This is America, and I will eat as many cookies as I want.
Be
but
happy.
I get what
you
you're
don't
saying
have herpes.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. That's
you don't have HIV. Like if somebody wakes up in the morning, you're like, God, my fucking
life.
Everything is going wrong. I'm in debt. Fuck. And you just pick up a cookie and like, you know what? I'm gonna eat some cookies and just relax. And you pick up the cookie and it says, you don't have HIV. You know, you're goddamn right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have HIV.
It's like this bartender that I used to work with, she was Slovakian.
Uh-huh.
And anytime we were complaining about anything, she would just say, at least you don't have retarded baby. And it like worked, right? And you're like, you know what? You're right.
Did
I
she,
don't have any
I
babies, but.
Did she have a retarded baby?
No, but like that would, I don't know, maybe.
Because that would make it funnier
maybe.
If she was like
she
dragging
did.
Some retarded
yeah, yeah.
baby behind
oh,
her.
Maybe. It was very gosh. Down, but like, you know, they're very dry like that. But it worked.
You kind of yeah. reminded oh, yeah, me right. of the Russian chick from Shameless right there a little bit.
Oh, yes. I liked her.
Because that seems like something she would say.
Yeah, at least you don't have retarded baby.
Yes.
You're like, oh, and you like keep washing the dishes. You're right. Yeah.
yeah,
and like,
yeah
life
how do you handle that when somebody says something that is technically accurate, but it's still like fuck.
Exactly. So you
like,
just kind of shut up, though. It definitely
yeah.
did shut us up. Like, what are we going to say? No, my feet hurt, though. And you're like,
Really?
Baby? Retarded? You're like, oh, okay, yeah, no, you're right, you're right.
You shrug it off. Okay. I'll see it dimples afterwards. We're karaoke
this
later.
This is weird now, okay. I'm going to keep washing the
dishes. Is Dimples a strip club?
No, it was a karaoke joint in LA.
We worked there, too.
You did?
Yeah, but they made you do that. Do you remember the birthday blowjob shot that they used to make you do?
Oh, my God.
Before Me Too?
Before that word shot, I was thinking about the birthday. I thought that was going somewhere else. But yeah, the shot, yeah.
Yeah, where they put a blowjob. It's like all whipped cream, and they put it in the guy's crotch, and then you, as the waitress, need to take the shot.
From the dude who's a customer?
You had to do that?
Yes, before like I said, before Me Too. But anyway, if it was a guy's birthday, that's what you ended up
doing. Wow. Do you know there's actually a blowjob shot at Patty's, which is in North Carolina? I guess it's literally out of a penis. Like, you take a shot out of a penis.
That's totally
a thing for, like, all the drunk, horny girls to do. Like, hey, guys, look, I'm totally stuck on this big penis.
By the way, there are no Me Too rules at Patty's. Zero.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge sausage fester anyway, or girls just want to get
The only girls that are coming in there are trying to get banged, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's a good environment.
Like, just that's
sure.
Like,
it's a
back
they
in the
all
day,
go there to get banged.
Yeah, back good in the day, if you went to a bar, like, I went to a bar because I wanted to meet someone who's 21 or older, right?
Right.
Now you can do the same thing at a gas station because you can only buy cigarettes if you're 21, I guess. But anyways, like, you know what you're going for.
Yeah.
Everybody's there for the same reason. Yeah. That's why gay bars are funner than straight bars.
Because everyone knows the deal.
Everybody knows the deal. Straight bars are full of all this
pretense.
Gay bars
are great because I can hit on nonstop and I got gay dudes to dance with.
Well, that's not
really
why. That's why Dan goes, for sure. Yeah.
I just go,
he's grinding on them gay boy dicks.
Whoa.
That's what he does.
Tiffany.
That's what he does.
He's having a Miller Lights with some other men.
Dan is completely different. Listen, I know Dan, you guys don't.
You know the real Dan.
We should dress up like like we're going to a sporting event and start going to gay bars and hanging out.
Face paint, jerseys.
Dude, they
number
would
one
love
fingers.
You guys.
Yeah.
That would be
like,
counterproductive.
We're here to watch the game, guys.
Yeah, they're like,
Was it military?
Just try to
That's
order
a big
wings.
Fetish for gay dudes, right?
I don't know.
I want to fuck a man from the service. You know? Huh?
It's a fetish for
a lot of people. A lot of people love uniforms. And they have a fetish for them.
I used to like valets a lot.
Oh.
Next up, Australia's burning to the ground.
What is
my gosh,
going on?
This breaks
I don't,
my heart
I don't,
anytime
I don't actually
I
know what's
it.
Going on here.
Is the arson thing real? What's
why
happening?
Is this still happening and what caused it?
Well, apparently what caused it were, according if you believe police, so let's just go through some details. They've arrested a shitload of people, like 183 so far.
Is it arson?
Some of it is negligence,
according to them,
right?
Yeah.
The vast majority of it is like campfires or throwing cigarette butts out or whatever. I don't know how they've like if they have cameras where they saw this stuff or whatever the fuck.
People
or,
turning him in or something.
Yeah,
I'm
turning
themselves
with,
in.
I don't know. Or if they're like doing DNA tests on cigarette butts.
Don't they have like fire teams, like fire investigation teams who actually are able to tell like the start?
They can
of
tell what starts it, but like if you
like backdraft.
If it's a cigarette butt, then how do you figure out whose it was?
I don't know.
That's the question.
I don't know that.
At any rate, there are 24 specific people that were arrested for intentionally starting these fires.
Jeez.
Shit.
Yeah. And here's the fallout so far. So 24 people, human beings, have died.
Yes.
About 18 million acres of land have been burned. And about 500 million animals have been affected in some way, displaced or whatever. And about, they say the death toll for animals is in the millions now.
I heard it was actually 500 million had died.
No, it's affected.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they're like displaced, but I mean, who knows at this
burned.
Point? Like, this is a major ecological disaster. So,
This hurts my heart.
My big question is, how do you punish these 24? If they're convicted, how do you punish them? 24 people have died. You got to die, right?
Yep. Gasoline, light them up.
I was just going to say the same thing. Like,
I saw a picture because everybody's posting. Well, now they're starting to post pictures trying to get this story out more.
I've been seeing a lot of people trying to for a while.
Exactly. Because it's been buried in the U.S. media because the impeachment is so fucking important. I saw a guy who was putting koala bears.
I saw that in his car.
In his station wagon.
Yeah.
And it was like 8 of them in the station wagon.
Trying to save them.
Yes.
People were doing that same thing with kangaroos and stuff too.
Man, a kangaroo.
Because they've been coming. These
trying
animals,
to get a kangaroo in your car.
It's dangerous.
No, but
imagine
listen,
putting that fucker in a hatchback.
These animals have literally
because you'll
been
get pulled over
to
if
people,
there's no
though.
Seatbelt.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no, but the animals have been coming up to individuals as in like a, you know, a sign of like help. They're burnt, you know. Like,
what are you going
to
do?
And they're half alive. And of course, I don't think they're going to attack because they are barely living.
You want Rue to wake up in the backseat of your car?
Mm. I don't care.
You get a little foot to the
beak. I'm going to cuddle it. And it's going to keep kicking, but I'll be like, I'm kangaroo. Here for your buddy?
I want to get in a kangaroo's pouch.
Dan would stuff himself back inside. Just re-ruin.
Can you imagine?
Is there any big enough? I think there might be.
Can you imagine me just like peeking out from a kangaroo pouch?
Can anyone make that, please? Someone make the fucking art.
Yeah, somebody make
Dan in a kangaroo pouch.
Out of a kangaroo pouch.
Is there anything, though, that you guys have seen? So I know that I've seen some, like, pages and companies trying to say, hey, we're trying to raise money, or all these T-shirts are, like, 100% is going to
there's
foundations.
A couple.
Like, is there a really good foundation that people can give to, that I can give to, that's really actually going to help out what's going on over there?
There's a couple. So our buddy Kirill, God damn it.
Is he?
Slut Whisperer.
So he was looking for a way. He raised money within his community and tried to find somewhere to give it, right?
Yeah.
And then someone from a fire brigade there called him and said, hey, this dude from our fire brigade got killed last week because the truck got blown over because of that. The winds were so high, the fire truck got blown over and killed this dude. So they've been collecting money and donating it to his wife. The guy's wife and child. Okay. So that's one. If you want to look for other ones, go find Danny Warsop's wife, Victoria, on social media. I think it's Toria's Secret is her name. And she's from there. And originally back in the day, I guess when she was a child. But she's got some connects over there. I think that she's been kind of pushing money that way as well.
Okay.
Gotcha.
If you're looking to
and then Joaquin
help.
Phoenix, I think, is doing something.
Is he? Oh my God! There was a woman who tweeted out because she wanted to help in some way, shape, or form, and she tweeted out, "Hey, if you send me money to send to Australia, I will send you an inappropriate picture of me."
Oh yeah, she raised $750,000.
She's almost raised $1 million.
Really
nice.
It blew up. It got retweeted and posted out. Apparently her family has disowned her. Apparently, like, the internet took all of her shit down, like her Twitter account down, her IG account down, her Facebook account down. She got on TikTok the other day, which is where I found that out, and said, "Hey, this is me. This story blew up. I've raised like over $700,000 doing this, but unfortunately, my loved ones are completely." Disowned me because of this, because I'm sending out all these like nude pictures of me, I guess.
God damn justice for sex workers.
How sad is that, though, to kind of be like, hey, let's give money, and the only one person that's getting a ton of money to go to Australia is because she get nudes with it.
Do you guys know Celeste Barber?
Yeah.
So she raised like $34 million.
Holy good for fuck, her. Are you serious?
Yeah, well, and she's this girl that does, you know, like every dumb picture that like Kim Kardashian posts, she's like a regular mom, and she like tries to do the same thing, and like
but
does
it's hilarious.
The exact
it's really
same.
Funny.
So it's really funny.
She,
but
her mom's from
she's
there.
Australian. Yeah,
yeah. And she posted a news article of her mom,
but an influencer. So
yeah,
you know, but then again, I don't know where she's putting the money. I don't. You know, it's weird. Like we're not hearing that much about it, and we're not hearing where to help.
Maybe
they're just
kind of
like, oh, we're just hearing like. You know,
about it.
Thoughts and prayers
and that's why
for
I was
Australian.
Asking.
Yeah. Australia. Sorry.
Don't go to fosters.com.
Oh, that didn't work?
No, didn't work when I went there. I was just ended up buying a bunch of beer. But look for something legit, legitimate.
Well, that's the problem with the fucking charity because you never know how much money's going where.
That's
why I brought up Kirill's thing. So his name is Kirill was here on Instagram. If you want to go look, it's the third post down right now. I'm sure it'll be further down. He posts a lot, but. Look for a picture of a dude and his wife. The dude's wearing a collared shirt and a sweater, and the wife is wearing a red sweater. And you can give money directly to that family if you want. I mean, if that's something you're concerned about.
And then Mel Gibson, we reached out to him. He said he's not Australian anymore. So.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yep. No, so he's just kind of backed away from that, huh?
Well, he was just shouting
the accent,
the N-word just... over and over.
Like
yeah,
sugar
yeah.
tits.
We were like, kind of like, okay, we like hung up
like
on him.
Mel, it's
Mel.
We're trying to raise money, bro.
I think he was against Jews, not.
Yes.
Didn't he use the N word a couple times talking to his ex wife?
When he was talking to his ex wife. Oh, he's across the board.
Yeah,
a great racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great racist.
Sounds like
one
a
of the best.
Stand up
one of the best to ever do it.
One of the best racists of all time.
Yep.
For him.
Yeah, good for him.
Sarcasm.
Yeah.
Is there a racism Hall of Fame?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. John Rocker's in it?
Yeah.
As if there's not, I'm sure there needs to be. So
we've got
knows.
Some great racists out there. Don Imus is in there.
Some all-time.
He just passed away.
Don Imus called a group of black female basketball players a bunch of nappy-headed hoes.
Yes, which is insensitive. The Rutgers basketball team.
It's insensitive at the most. Yeah.
Like it's like when
he said that publicly.
It's like when
he had a radio show.
It's like when Roseanne referred to somebody as a gorilla or some shit.
Half ape.
Yes,
half,
she said she looked like a gorilla.
Or from Planet of the Apes,
yeah, or something like that. I mean, look, what she said was accurate, but you can't say that.
You can't say that.
You have to think. I mean, I know that seems weird. This is not a PC thing. That is something you should actually be like, well, this is probably going to be taken that way. Just don't say it.
Was it Valerie Jarrett? Was
that her
name? Yeah.
There's a bunch of other ways. You could just call her an ugly bitch.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Some people say this so much in their private lives that maybe it just slips out in their public life.
By the way, she said she was on Xanax or...
That's what I'm saying, though, is you have to be careful if you're on something and you're constantly talking about it and you're out in public and it slips. Like, there's no getting it back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So maybe just not be... as a sucky, you know, don't be a sucky person.
Yeah.
Just be a racist in private. Do you know what I mean? It's like, is that what you're saying?
No, but I'm saying since you're racist in private, it's coming out publicly. Like, yeah, maybe stop being racist.
That'd be a great saying.
It's a muscle memory sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be a racist on a cookie. Stop being racist.
Yeah. How about that one? Or be racist in private on the cookie.
No, because it comes out in public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And that'll be the next cookie.
Racist cookies.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my Lord.
Everyone's thinking,
right now, everybody at home is thinking of racist things to put on cookies.
To put on
every
cookies.
Every single person.
You're all pieces of shit. I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
The things that you guys were thinking, my God.
Who's
filthy. The real racist here?
Exactly.
It's all of you, apparently.
You guys.
Next up, we got buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. If you're listening to the show right now through a set of these, God help you. God help you for everything we've said today.
They're really great.
Perfectly.
Yes, they're great. They're super fucking loud. And like nobody really knows. So because they're small. So when you put them in, you're laughing out loud in public. You can hold them up to camera. Those are the new ones.
Well?
Oh, yes. They're the best.
Yeah,
they're
and they have different ears, I feel like.
No, I know. But they have all different sizes that you can put on in there. So they will fit literally.
I'm with you.
I have a big ear hole,
yeah. But they come with different size rubber pieces.
Yeah, so they have really small ones or really big ones.
Really big ones, yeah. They come with all the sizes.
I should get those then. Yes. Because my beats suck.
They're great. And these, by the way, are only $55 if you go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. Wireless, they recharge in a box. They last longer than 6 hours. Phenomenal. Big fan of these guys, and they just keep adding hours. The version before was like 5 hours. Now these are 6 hours.
That's impressive.
Fucking Ray
I'm impressed
doing
with
right.
the price. I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
Same. Everybody else is too, and that's why everybody's buying these fucking things. Dan and I used to see them in airports all the time, and they came on as a sponsor, and I was just like, "Oh shit, those are what everybody's wearing."
Yeah.
So go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, Samsung has created a BB-8 style personal assistant that follows you around your house.
What?
For those of you who've seen the latest Star Wars films. You're obviously familiar with the BB-8. It's basically a ball that just rolls around the ground, and they're
with
calling
half
it
ball on top of it.
Bally, just Bally, you know.
Oh my god!
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I don't know if that
what
is
does
the,
it do?
It's basically like Alexa, but it follows you around the house.
Have we become that lazy we can't even walk over near an Alexa or Google and say, "Hey, Google, tell me about the weather."
They think part of the article says that they think it will resonate with people who have animals. That have pets that are used to having something following them around the house.
So they think that it's going to be better for the people who are lonely out there because they'll have some like an electronic ball.
Look, we're all lonely because of all the drugs that we've been doing over the last X years. No one produces serotonin anymore.
Yeah.
So everyone's lonely even when they're with people right now.
What drugs decrease serotonin?
All
the SSRIs, basically.
Hmm. Yeah.
So like any antidepressant, and then if you get crazy, all ecstasy and
pure MDMA. Did you get down that? You ever taken pure MDMA?
Mm-mm.
Molly. Or gone to like a
Molly.
Gone to a Rascal Flats.
No, a Rascal Flats. I was thinking like Dave Matthews or something.
No,
like.
Dave Matthews. It sounds like a nightmare.
No, it's great.
On Molly?
It's great everywhere. There's not a bad place you can take
ecstasy.
There's
not a bad place.
That's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking because I'm like, what would
a funeral would be a bad place.
A funeral would be a bad place.
It seems like they put a lot of thought into the functionality of this device, not so much the name.
Bali.
Right. That was the last thing.
Bali.
Bali.
Bali. Like, are they going to call a phone, their next phone, talkie? It's fucking stupid. Drive-y. Try it again, Samsung.
I just get a new marketing team. I don't want another thing to record me.
No.
Like, I guess Samsung else records me. I'm Samsung got tired of waiting for you to walk into listening distance to one of their devices, because they've been pounded by the federal government for turning the microphone on their televisions.
Samsung?
Yeah. Wow. In 2013, they got fucking hammered by the federal government for doing that shit. You know they're doing it now. You just can't prove it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, they've already got AI for YouTube and, you know, all these hosting sites. I mean, shit. Our host is Podbean. Not that I'm promoting them, because I don't give a fuck about them. There's just very few podcast hosts.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, they're good.
They're okay. It's easy to upload and everything else, yeah. Right? And then for whatever reason, it shut off Sunday night, so the show was late by like 16 minutes, which we don't fucking miss. And
yeah.
I was pretty pissed off about it, so I wrote them an email, because they don't have a phone number. That's like the cool thing now, because they want to deal with people.
Oh, that's what Facebook and Instagram does.
So did Lindsey Graham after we tore his asshole out of his body.
Exactly. Yeah. Those motherfuckers lured us over from Libsyn, and I said, look, with how big our show is,
yeah,
and we know you're scraping all of our fucking data at the end of it and selling it to God knows who.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about that. Just use some of that money so that there's a goddamn phone that I can call you 3 times a year for a tech issue, and then it'll be fixed like that. It's crickets after that.
Really?
They didn't even bother responding.
Wow.
Yeah. And I even wrote in the guy's name of who like brought us over, and he got fired from the company. And I go, you know, his name was Vernon. He was rad. And I go, he was gone to shit. Since mm-hmm. then. The reason why I bring this up is I had said some negative shit about Libsyn, mm-hmm. Which was fucking totally true. I got an email 3 months later, and it was from an old ass episode. And I was like, you don't listen to the show. There's 800,000 podcasts out there. Yeah. And you're going to call me out for one thing I said on your show? No, there's an AI program that they're running behind this shit, sure. That triggers their company name, and it flags it, and it says, would you like to listen? You know? And they pulled out that one clip and sent it to me word for word on that month.
You know what I want? I don't care about any of this shit.
Me neither.
I want a fucking little AI robot that knows how to do shit that helps my life.
Like what?
I don't need you to turn on music for me, bitch. I can do that myself.
Okay, what else do you want? What do you want to do?
Go find me drugs.
Well, you can send it into a bad area.
Monitor my biometrics so you know when I need to smoke some more weed.
Yeah.
So like, is he paying too much attention right now?
Pimp. Yeah.
Like, hey, sir, you should probably hit this joint. And he fucking little arm comes up and a lit joint to my lips. I don't even have to move because I don't like moving.
A little arm comes up.
I like the idea of sending it to a bad neighborhood to pick up your drugs.
Yeah, to get your drugs for you. Yeah. That's great. Awesome.
And then that
like Mars.
Thing can get arrested. Well, that's the thing, though. If it's yours and your property, if it gets arrested, would you get arrested then?
No, you teach it to say, I'm
no,
with,
there's a self-destruct.
Oh, my God.
My owner is Steven Johansson.
There's a self-destruct button on there. That's
great.
What I would
a self-destruct button would be
yeah, it just wipes them. Like, you can do a remote wipe, memory wipe. On
I love all of this.
Now that I'm in for, but now, this bullshit they're selling you is not going
to
be like that.
I was going to say, if they want these things following people around though to make them feel less lonely, why don't they shape them as like an animal, like a dog or a cat instead of a ball?
Why don't they gear them towards
because of
people with
disabilities? Boston Dynamics is already freaking people out with that shit.
Yeah,
they're making these goddamn murder.
Why do they have to make them look like that? God, make them furry.
I know.
It's funny when Black Mirror did that episode. Dude. They didn't even have to change the way the thing looked.
It's exactly the same.
It's the same goddamn device.
I need to watch that one then.
Do you remember the one where they're tracking the kid? Remember when they put the thing? Dude, I just saw a thing on that.
Oh, yeah.
They have that now.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is Black Mirror so. It's
insane. Is it like the new Simpsons?
I did see something super cool today, though, technology wise. It's this. There's this face mask that could become artificial gills for humans.
And
God. It's not a rebreather or a respirator. It's something that pulls oxygen out of water and puts it, like, you breathe it in just with the mask on as you're swimming around or living. You could live underwater, essentially.
That's crazy.
And
that's
then
weird.
The applicability could move to space as well, right? Like, if you're in an atmosphere that didn't have enough oxygen, you could wear a mask like that and you would be able to get oxygen from whatever is in the atmosphere, provided there is oxygen present, right?
Man,
be dope as fuck until you're able to terraform the planet, of course.
Oh.
Yeah, my penis gets small in water though. I don't want to be in there.
When you guys
long.
Say Black Mirror, the only thing I keep thinking of is Chris and I watched that a little bit, and the last episode we watched was kind of ruined it for us. Was the two guys in the video
game?
The
gay dudes, yeah.
Well, why did that ruin it for you?
It didn't really ruin it, but it was the weirdest one. Because like there was two guys and they got into like a virtual video game together, and then they start like they're best friends, and then they start like fucking, and I was just like this is interesting.
That shouldn't have been. Was that the first one you saw?
It was like the second or third.
Okay, it should have been. You should have started with the first one.
Well, was the congressman fucking the pig?
Yeah, that's the first one.
That was like one of the first one. The prime.
And if you don't like that, you won't like Black Mirror. So like that's a good introduction, I think.
Yeah. Okay. No, it was good. Like, it was interesting, but to me, I was just like, it was just a lot going on in my head to try to process it all.
Sure.
The best part I thought was the ending where she was like, cool, I'm gonna go fuck this hot dude once a month. You can go fuck your best friend in this video game.
Yeah.
I was like, good for them working that out.
Good for her.
Like, yeah. Good for them.
Yet another great thing to watch on Ecstasy. You know?
So. Dude, that would probably it's just be good. Too,
it's eerily on the money. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Last but not least, a 103-year-old World War II veteran is finally being honored for his time in the military 75 years later. Dan, I'll let you tell people about this one.
So apparently this guy's, his name is Peter Fantasia, which doesn't sound real. He's from...
Sorry, that's his real name?
Yeah, Somerville, okay. Massachusetts. He received 8 medals, including a Bronze Star. And I don't know. Like the whole situation is weird. He served in the 3rd Battalion, 104th Regiment, of the 26th Infantry Division as a medic during World War II. He was captured in France in 1944 while he was tending to other wounded people, and he was held as a prisoner of war for about a year. He said the reason he hasn't received his medals yet, although he's received some, he got a Silver Star for that particular thing, but he got other medals for other events. He said the reason he never received them is because when he got home, like he'd been gone for so long, he just wanted to get home. He didn't really give a shit.
Did he go back to his unit?
I'm sure he outprocessed, but I don't know exactly what happened. They didn't really get into it because he's 6,000 years old.
Yeah.
But it's cool that finally this shit happened, I guess. I the whole thing is weird to me. Like, I don't understand why it took so long.
I think they probably just didn't believe his name for a very long time, you know?
Is this the story with a lot of soldiers or just from World War II or no? Just him?
No, it was just so really probably what it was. And I don't mean this to sound shitty, but this representative, Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, probably was doing it as a PR stunt.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Hey, this old veteran didn't get his medals. Let's award them to him. Well, a congressman can't award medals to a fucking...
So sad.
But we can set it up or whatever. But it's interesting to me that and the guy seemed like he was in pretty good spirits over the whole thing.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, he's getting recognition for what he did.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, he's got a Silver Star and a Bronze Star.
I mean, he's 103.
Yeah.
Good for
him.
He's
on a lot of drugs, but yeah.
I mean, if he's happy and living, you know.
Yeah.
The article says it took so long for him to get home that he didn't seek after his medals once he got home. So he must have outprocessed in Europe and then been sent straight
back.
That's
why I'm wondering, like, if it was, and it was just one of those things where he probably didn't, I'm sure maybe he didn't care as much because he just wanted to be home and probably with his loved ones. After being a prisoner of war too, I don't blame the dude. Probably the last thing.
Yeah.
I don't really care about medals and stuff like that either. So there's a lot of times people are like, well, no, you should care, like go through this process. And of course you kind of have to do it. But I'm sure back then there wasn't really as much of a, hey, mm-hmm. do A, B, and C things. And when he got out, he was done with it all.
Yeah.
Shit, that's a long time.
At any rate.
Sorry, that's what I mean, though.
1945, 44?
75 years.
How did this get brought up? How did someone find out that he didn't have his medals?
Who knows?
You know?
Yeah.
Like, did someone dig and they're looking for something? Like you said, PR related?
Yeah.
Or did he say it to someone and then... someone dug a little bit more.
Not that necessarily makes it bad. I'm not accusing this congressman of anything weird or anything. It's people do that. Like
if it's a PR, right?
If I heard about
it's a good thing.
If we as a show heard about something like that, we would probably try to do something about it as
for
well.
Sure.
So it is what it is. I'm glad the guy got recognition. The medics now that I know are some of the fucking craziest motherfuckers alive. Like they just do shit. I've seen people treat wounds and literally do like field operations on people in the middle of gunfights.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, it's very bizarre to me how someone could do that. Cause my first instinct is to shoot back. And so are theirs usually, but they somehow suspend their instinct to do that, to take care of other people.
Even though they could get hit too
yeah.
in the process.
It's fucked up.
That takes a lot of heart.
It's probably why they're the meanest pieces of shit in the entire military. Like, combat medics are assholes. But, you know, you need an asshole every now and again to poop with, so.
Yeah. With that, let's get to the drinking bro of the week. Nailed it. Did that just hit you?
What?
That asshole then?
Yeah.
The poop
is good.
Drinking bro of the week submitted by James Hill. He says, hey, drinking bros. I got a drinking bro of the week I'd like to nominate for drinking bro of the week. Panola County, Texas Sheriff Deputy Chris Dickerson. Officer Dickerson died in the line of duty on December 31st, 2019, about 7 days ago, at 2 a.m. while conducting a traffic stop on a small farm road. Although I didn't know Officer Dickerson personally, I've heard great things about him and his service to Panola County, and I think he deserves the drinking bro of the week. Love the show. I appreciate it, guys. No, we appreciate it as well. Fuck, man. You don't have to know everybody to submit drinking bro of the week. It can be anyone. So it could be somebody great in your community like this that is unknown to the rest of the world. And this is an opportunity to share their spirit with everyone. So cheers. Cheers to you. Thanks for the submission, James Hill. Great show, kids. A lot of fun. Looking forward to Drinking Broettes, the spinoff show, airing Monday night at
Eats. 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Facebook, Eats. Instagram. Yes. You can find us. Even TikTok at Drinking Broettes podcast.
Everywhere, all the time. It'll be weekly. So it'll be up. We don't miss around here, kids.
You know this.
Video show will be on our Drinking Bros podcast page on YouTube, along with Ross Patterson Revolution, Drinking Bros Sports, and now Drinking Broettes. We hope to add more shows in the future as well, which we are working on. And I can't wait. Congratulations, ladies. I know you've been working hard, and really, really fucking funny. So subscribe and get a little ladies in your life.
Yeah.
If you don't have one, you can pop in some Raycons and hear them in your ear holes. Yeah. Nothing like pretending people are your wives or girlfriends from a distance.
We got a bunch of pretend friends on a podcast. This is great.
For D'Anthony Holloway, Tiffany Hart, Jesse Wiseman, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everybody.
Sorry, y'all.
Zimmer Hearts.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.